President-elect Donald Trump's nominee to head the Interior Department sat for a confirmation hearing today, chaired by Senator Lisa Murkowski. She used the opportunity to condemn the Obama administration for its many resource protections in Alaska. Murkowski says the actions amount to trying to safeguard the state from Alaskans.
Our current president and secretary seem to see us as Alaska, the National Park and Wildlife Refuge, a broad expanse of wilderness with little else of interest or value.
Murkowski asked the nominee, Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke of Montana, if he would undertake a formal review of President Obama's resource decisions in Alaska,
including the decisions that specifically prevented the leasing of those lands and those waters for development, and determine whether or not they can be reversed.
Yes, I think the president-elect has said that we want to be energy independent.
Zinke's answer, though, veered toward the general.
Always, I think we need to review things to make sure we're doing it right, because over time, the government keeps on getting bigger and bigger, the bureaucracy gets larger and larger, and we can't get something done.
Senator Bernie Sanders asked Zinke about his commitment to keeping public lands under federal ownership. That was one of Zinke's campaign promises.
I want to be clear on this point. I am absolutely against transfer or sale of public land.
Good.
But later, under questioning from Murkowski, Zinke sounded amenable to transfers of Alaska's federal land, like giving allotments to Alaska Native veterans of the Vietnam War era who may have missed the filing deadline. He differs with Trump on climate change. The nominee says he does not think it is a hoax and says he believes it is human-caused, at least in part. Zinke, a former Navy SEAL, is not predicted to have a tough confirmation battle.